Hello and welcome to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapanesePaceball.com. It is 6-6 at 6 o'clock p.m. and the Giants take the field. The Yomiuri Giants hosting the Chibolote Marines at Tokyo Dome tonight. For the visiting Chibolote Marines, the order is Nishioka leading off, playing shortstop. Nemoto batting second, playing second base. Satozaki behind the plate, batting third. Zureta will be batting fourth at first base. Omatsu is in left field, batting fifth. Sabado is in right field, batting sixth. Imae at third base, bat seventh. Hayakawa is in center field, batting eighth. And the pitcher for the Chibolote Marines tonight is Shimizu at the Central League ballpark, batting ninth. For the host, Yomiuri Giants, taking the field, it's Nomaguchi. On the mound, Abe is back and behind the plate. Ogasawara is at first base. Kimura Takuya is at second base. Sakamoto is at shortstop. Furuki is at third base. Ramirez is in left field. Tani in center. And Inzen in right. Before the game, there was an award ceremony for Kroon at home plate, where he was presented with awards for reaching 100 saves here in his fourth year. He's just the fourth foreign pitcher to do so. Nomaguchi finishes with his warm-up pitches. And Nishioka stands in. Chibolote Marines struggling through interleague play this year. The first pitch swung on a miss. Strike one to Nishioka. And at 6:01, this ball game is officially underway. Nomaguchi has appeared in 8 games, 1 win, 3 losses, a 5.40 ERA. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. 2 quick strikes on Nishioka. That reminds me, I was asked about my use of the word offering, and I never thought about it before. I'm thinking that maybe Hank Greenwald or somebody used it as I was growing up in the 70s. The third pitch misses up high, ball one. Nishioka batting 302, 4 home runs and 19 RBIs. The fourth pitch just misses outside. Abe wanting that call, holding it there for the umpire to see, but no call. 2-2 now the count to Nishioka. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded foul just outside the first base bag. Ogasawara at first base. Ball going past him as it was called foul. For Lotte, Satozaki and Zureta both recently called back up. The 2-2 offering again swung on and fouled back. And it looks like Nishioka chipped his bat. He's going to get a new one. Nishioka stands back in, batting left-handed against the right-handed Nomaguchi. The seventh pitch swung on and fouled back and out of play. Third baseman gives a little chase. After the count's gone 2-2, Nishioka's fouled off three. The 2-2 offering again, swung on, and this one's lifted to the infield. Third baseman Furuki calls for it, and just left of the pitcher's mound, makes the catch for out number one. So Nishioka made Nomaguchi work, throwing eight pitches before getting him to pop out. That'll bring up second base Nemoto. Nemoto batting 336 on the year, no home runs and 12 RBIs. First offering misses down low and away, ball one. Nemoto in his third year. Second pitch misses outside, ball two, no strikes, two balls. The third offering swung on and lifted to the infield. Shortstop Sakamoto immediately calls for it, takes a step back, another step, a step to his left, and makes a catch. So two infield flies, retires the first two batters, and that'll bring up catcher Satozaki. I'm not familiar with seeing Satozaki this high up in the batting order. Satozaki takes the first pitch low and away, ball one. He had some elbow problems. Went down to Nigun at the beginning of May. Came back up at the end of May. The second pitch misses low and in, ball two, no strikes, two balls. Nomaguchi got ahead of Nishioka with first two pitches, but two straight balls to Nemoto before getting the pop out, and now two straight balls to Satozaki. The third pitch, that one's on the outside part of the plate. Well over, good pitch. Called strike one. One strike, two balls, two away, nobody on for the Chivalote Marines in the top of the first. Next offering swung on, fouled off his own feet. Nomaguchi as a straight slider, fork, curve, and changeup in his pitching repertoire. The fifth pitch swung on, fouled off to the right side. Count remains 2-2. Zuleta on deck. A 2-2 offering misses just outside. Ball three. Full count. The first of what I'm sure are many full counts this evening. Shobu pitch, swung on and lined over the second baseman into right center field, base hit. So the Marines get a two-out base runner with Zureta coming up next. Zureta was just recalled a few days ago. And he hit a home run in that game against Chunichi, I think it was. He had a muscle pull in his right thigh, sending him down to Nigun at the end of May, mid-May. Many teams with many injuries this year. The first offering catches the inside corner, called strike one. The second pitch misses low and inside. Ball one. 1-1 now the count. Zuleta in his sixth year. He came over from SoftBank to Elote last year. The next pitch swung on and fouled off up the third baseline. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering misses down low over the outside part of the plate. Evening the count up at 2-2. 2-2, two down. Runner at first base. We're in the top of the first. Nomaguchi has thrown 22 pitches so far. 13 for strikes, 9 for balls. Quite a few foul balls. Nomaguchi steps off the rubber. Motions to first base, but doesn't throw. I wouldn't expect Satozaki to be much of a threat to run, but you never know. 2-2 offering, swung on and lined into left center field, and one bound in front of center fielder Tani. Base hit! Tani throws the ball back to third base, but Satozaki holds his second. So after two outs, the Chibolote Marines get back-to-back base hits. Trying to get something going. And that'll bring up left fielder Omatsu. Omatsu batting 253 on the season, 9 home runs and 34 RBIs. Left-handed batter. Nomaguchi comes set. The first pitch swung on a miss, strike one. The ball low and away. Omatsu in his fourth year, coming out of Kanazawa High, then Tohoku University, was it? Tokai University, I think. The next offering misses way up high, taken for ball one. One strike, one ball. Runners at first and second, two away. We're in the top of the first inning. Chibolote Marines batting against the Tokyo Yomiuri Giants. The 1-1 offering misses way up high outside. One strike, two balls. Nomaguchi comes set. The fourth offering just catches the outside corner, called strike two. Two and two, two down, two runners on. Twos are wild. Hey, with 22 on second. The next offering, straight swung on and fouled back. Ball a little up high, but up in the strike zone. Nomaguchi's thrown 28 pitches so far. 17 for strikes, 11 for balls. And we're just in the first inning. The 2-2 offering again. In the dirt, but swung on and missed. Strike three. Abe touches him out. So the Marines in the first inning get a couple of two-out base hits, but strand two. After half an inning, we have no score. A quick rundown for the Giants batting order. It'll be Sakamoto batting first, playing shortstop. Takuya Kimura bats second, playing second base. Ogasawara bats third, playing first base. Ramirez is in left field, batting fourth. Tani is in center field, batting fifth. Abe, behind the plate, bats sixth. Right fielder Inzen bats seventh. Third baseman Furuki bats eighth. And pitcher Nomaguchi bats ninth. Defensively, for the Chibolote Marines, Shimizu is on the mound, Satozaki behind the plate. Zureta is at first base, Nemoto at second, Imae at third, Nishioka is at short. In the outfield, we have Omatsu in left, Hayakawa in center, and Sabado in right. Shimizu on the mound has appeared in 9 games so far this season. 4 wins, 5 losses, a 2.97 ERA, and a 1.10 whip. Shimizu's first pitch to Sakamoto misses little inside. Ball 1. Sakamoto batting 243, 3 home runs and 16 RBIs. Takes the second pitch for a called strike 1 on the inside corner. Up with the letters. The second offering swung on, grounded to short. Nishioka up with it. Throws to Zureta at first. One away. That'll bring up second baseman Kimura Takuya. The first offering to Takuya. Curveball, swung on and grounded up the middle, through into center field, base hit. Just right of the second base bag. So the Giants get the one out runner aboard, and that'll bring up first baseman Ogasawara. former Hokkaido Nippon Ham fighter. The first pitch to Ogasawara swung on and lifted to center field. Hayakawa running toward left field. Gets to the ball in plenty of time to make the catch for out number two. So Ogasawara going for the first pitch and flying out to center. That'll bring up left fielder Ramirez. Ramirez in just 27 games, or having hit safely in 27 games. 27 consecutive games. He's strongest toward the end of a game, but that doesn't mean he's easy at the beginning. Takes first pitch on the inside corner, called strike one. The only Giant to have had a longer consecutive game hitting streak was Hatemoto with 30. The second offering swung on and hit foul and out of play to the right side. Nami-chan, also the May MVP in the Central League. And Chibolote Marine's batting coach, Takahashi, holds the Japan record for most consecutive hits. Takahashi hit 33. The next offering misses low and away. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. Takahashi did that in 1979. The next offering swung on and grounded to third base. Imaya throws to Nemoto covering second for the force, and the side is retired. So the Giants here in the first get a base runner, but come up empty. And after one complete, we have no score. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The first offering to Sabato misses inside. Ball one. Sabato batting 253. Having spent a lot of May on the DL, takes the second pitch for a called strike one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The 1-1 offering misses a little inside. Ball two, one strike, two balls. I had mentioned earlier the number of injuries. Sabato, Zureta, and Satozaki, both recent, or all three recent returnees to Ichigun, after each serving a stint on the disabled list. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. Two strikes, two balls. The 2-2 pitch misses low and inside, ball three. And this is Nomaguchi's second full count. One of the reasons I really don't like covering Giants games is because their pitchers seem to be taught to go full count all the time. The full count pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Count remains full. A lot of the other teams are starting to lay off a lot of the waste pitches, but I don't know. When I watch the Giants, they don't. Next offering misses up and in, ball four. And Sabato draws a leadoff, base on balls. That brings up third baseman Imae. Maya coming out of PL Gakuin to the pros right out of high school. The first offering swung on a miss, strike one. The second offering misses way up high. Abe was setting up high. So Nomaguchi throwing a little bit higher than I think Abe wanted. Nomaguchi comes set. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lined past the third base coach. Foul. And the runner was on the move on that pitch. So Sabato heads back to first base. Nomaguchi comes set. The fourth offering, with Abe set up low and away, is hit back to the pitcher. Nomaguchi throws to second for one. The relay to first in time. Double play. So the runner is erased and two down, and that'll bring up center fielder Hayakawa. Hayakawa batting 230, one home run and nine RBIs on the season. Takes first pitch low and away, ball one. The next offering misses outside. Ball two, no strikes, two balls. Not much has been going well for the Marines of late. Now sitting in the Pacific League cellar, unusual territory. Third offering, swung on, fouled off and out of play to the left side. One strike, two balls. Nomaguchi having thrown 43 pitches so far. 25 for strikes, 18 for balls. 44th pitch, swung on and lined into left center field. And Tani coming to left field and toward the wall makes the catch just in front of the warning track. A good run and catch by Tani. So that retires the Marines here in the second. And with a pitcher coming up in the third, we finished 1.5 and have no score. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tani leads off the second inning. Swing at the first pitch. It's grounded to short. And Nishioka makes a great grab going towards second base. Turns, fires to first base in time for out number one. So one pitch, one out. Here in the bottom of the second. Nishioka makes it look so easy. Two golden gloves, two best nines for Nishioka. The first offering to Abe misses outside, ball one. Batting 263, five home runs and 27. RBIs. Abe has also spent a good deal of the season on the DL. Next offering, swung on, grounded to short. Nishioka up with ball, throws to first in plenty of time. Two away. So three pitches and two outs. That'll bring up right fielder Inzen. Inzen batting 319, takes first pitch down low, ball one. Showing bunt on the pitch. The second offering called strike one at the knees. Count goes to 1-1. One offering. I have no idea where that missed. It looked like it curved in there to me. But ball two. Fourth offering swung on a miss. Strike two. 2-2, two down, nobody on. Here in the second inning, twos are wild. A 2-2 offering, swung on a miss, strike three. And the Giants go down in order here in the second. A low energy inning for Shimizu. And after two complete, the score remains tied 0-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Pitcher Shimizu leads off the third inning for the Marines. Shimizu, with a bit of bad luck on the mound, his last two games against Oryx, he went 6 1/3, giving up 6 runs, all 6 earned. The first pitch to Shimizu in there for a called strike one. And against Hanshin on May 29th, he gave up only 2 earned runs, but 7 runs altogether over 4 2/3 innings. The second offering called strike two on the outside corner. Abe set up way low and away. The pitch over the outside part of the plate, swung on and grounded toward the right side. First baseman Ogasawara fields the ball, underhands to Nomaguchi covering. And we have one away. Oryx gets off to a 3-0 lead in the first inning against Hiroshima. Ortiz pitching for Oryx. The first pitch to Nishioka. The top of the order, Nishioka shows bunt, but takes the pitch for called strike one. In Iwaki, the Tokyo Yakult Swallows are hosting Saitama Seibu Lions, leading by a score of 4-1 in the second. Next pitch to Nishioka misses for ball one. 1-1, now the count. Nocton and Yokohama are 0-0 at Yokohama Stadium. Yokohama batting in the second inning. The third offering swung on and lifted toward the left side and near the on-deck circle. It's Abe making the catch in foul territory for out number two. That'll bring up second baseman Nemoto. Nemoto popped out to short his first at bat. Junichi leads Nippon Ham 1-0 after two. The first offering to Nemoto misses low and inside. Ball one. The second offering catches the outside corner. Called strike one. 1-1. SoftBank takes a 1-0 lead over Hanshin in the second inning. Third offering misses outside. Two strikes and a ball. Two away here in the top of the third inning at Tokyo Dome. The fourth pitch in the dirt. An appeal to the third base umpire says no. Nemoto did not go around. One strike, three balls. Odix got off to a 3-0 lead over Hiroshima, scoring three runs in the first. Hiroshima now batting in the second. The fifth pitch on the inside part of the plate, called strike two. And this is full count number three for Nomaguchi. Nobody on, two outs. Full count to second baseman Nemoto, the number two batter for the Marines. Nomaguchi taking a long time to get his sign. And the pitch swung on and lifted deep to right field. Eason going back. Haita! Home run! It took Nomaguchi a long, long time to decide on a pitch, and he chose the wrong one. Nemoto, a solo home run into the Giants' Oendon in right field, puts the Chivalote Marines up by a score of 1-0. Here in the top of the third, something really seemed to be up with Nomaguchi in his inability to decide on a pitch. He had to step off the rubber at one point to have Abe go through the signs a second time. First pitch to Satozaki misses outside. Ball one. And even after that, it took him a real long time to decide. Second offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. 1-1 the count to Satozaki. The 1-1 offering misses low and in. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Fourth pitch swung on and fouled out of play to the right side. Evens the count up at 2-2 with two down and nobody on. Nomaguchi's given up three hits. One of them a home run. Walked one, struck out one, and has given up one run so far. Next offering, a check swing foul toward the first base dugout. The 2-2 offering again misses high and in. Ball three. Full count number four for Nomaguchi. He's thrown 62 pitches so far, 37 for strikes, 25 balls. Shobu pitch misses inside. Ball four. And the Marines get a two-out base runner again. Like the first inning, Got the first two batters right away. The next two batters singled. Then he managed to strike out Omatsu to retire the threat. Here in the third, first two batters, 1-2 out. The third batter on full count home run. Fourth batter, full count, base on balls. That brings up first baseman Zuleta. Zuleta coming off the DL with a right thigh pull. First offering, down the middle, called strike one. His first game back, first at bat, home run to left against Junichi. That carrying the team to a 5-4 victory. Second offering in the dirt, Zuleta unable to hold up, goes all the way around, hits his bat, disgusted with himself. Batting 243 on the season, 3 home runs and 15 RBIs. Started off really bad. Went down to the farm, worked out his problems, came back and was doing well when he pulled a thigh muscle. Spent much of May down on the farm again. Maybe 2 weeks. The third offering, Abe is practically standing up before the pitch was made. Catches the ball up high. Two strikes and a ball. Nomaguchi set. The fourth offering misses just outside. Ball two. 2-2. This is the eighth time, full counts included, that Nomaguchi has gone 2-2 to a batter. Four of them eventually went full count. Next offering swung on and grounded fair in the third base line. Ball going into the corner in left field. Satozaki rounds third. No, holds at third base on the double to left field. And that brings Obana, pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to have a word with Nomaguchi. One thing I have noticed is that a lot of the teams have a very short leash on their starters this year. Nomaguchi has thrown 68 pitches so far, 40 for strikes, 28 for balls. One of them leaving the yard. That was a forkball to Zuleta that Zuleta pulled just inside the third baseline and into the corner. So the pitching coach has had his word. Runners at second and third, two down. And Omatsu coming up to bat. Omatsu struck out swinging in the first to retire the threat with runners at first and second. Nomaguchi had gotten him with the fork. The first offering misses low and away. Ball one. Omotsu batting 322 with runners in scoring position, 19 for 59, 4 home runs and 28 RBIs. The second offering misses in the dirt. Ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls. And if Nomaguchi's pattern continues, the next 2 pitches will be strikes. Nomaguchi steps off the rubber, steps back on. The third offering misses low and away, ball 3. This is the first time Nomaguchi has gone no strikes, 3 balls to a batter. Two quick outs to start off the top of the third. Then a home run, base on balls, and double. Next offering misses outside, ball 4. And it wasn't exactly intentional, but it wasn't exactly close. So Omotsu draws a base on balls, loading the bases for right fielder Sabado. Sabado also spending a great deal of time on the DL. Walked his first at bat. First offering swung on a miss, strike 1. Batting over 300 with runners in scoring position. Salvador's a good one to have at the plate. Second offering. Just catches the inside corner for a called strike 2. Bases are loaded, 2 away. We're in the top of the third inning. Lotte up by a score of 1-0. One run on Nemoto's 2-out home run earlier this inning. Third offering, throwaway pitch, low and away. 2 strikes and a ball. The fourth offering to Sabado, stroked deep to left field. Nami-chan goes back, looks up, it's off the wall. One run in, 2 runs in, and a 2-run double off the left field fence by Sabado puts the Chibolote Marines up by a score of 3-0. That'll bring up third baseman Imae with runners at second and third. Imaya stands in. A first pitch. Misses high and tight. Imaya backs out of the way of that one. Ball one. Imaya grounded into a double play. His first at bat. Back to the pitcher. The second offering misses up high. Ball two. No strikes. Two balls. The third offering. That one's over the plate, outside part of the plate for a called strike one. The fourth offering. Ooh, that one catches the outside corner. Called strike two. Two and two yet again. That would be the ninth 2-2 batter. The four full count batters included. Two and two, two down, two on. Second and third. Twos are wild. And the wild two pitch misses inside. Ball three. Full count number five. Sorry, that's full count number six. No, that one wasn't. Yes, full count number five. Shobu pitch, swung on a stroke to left center field. Tani going back and makes the overhead catch, going straight back to the wall in front of the warning track for out number three. So Tani covering some ground in center field this evening. Gets the Giants out of that jam. And after two and a half now, the Chibolote Marines take a 3-0 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines, with two outs, rally for three in the third inning. And take that 3-0 lead to the bottom of the third, where the Giants will be sending up the bottom of their order. Numbers 8, 9, and 1. Fuduki, Nomaguchi, perhaps a pinch hitter, and Sakamoto. The first pitch to Fuduki, down the middle, called strike one. Shimizu on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. Second offering, swung on and fouled off, and out of play to the left side. 1-1 the count. And Shimizu is in the on-deck circle, taking instruction from Harakantoku. Third offering, swung on and fouled off to the right side. The fourth offering misses outside. Ball one, two strikes, and a ball. Next offering, down low, a golf swing by Furuki, but he comes up empty. Satozaki catches the ball just fine. And we have one away. And it's not Shimizu, but Tanaka, number 66. Pinch hitting for Nomaguchi. Tanaka in his second year. Takes the first offering, or swings and misses at the first offering on the outside part of the plate. Strike one. The second pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Imaya fields the ball near the third base coach. Two quick strikes on Tanaka. Coming out of Tokaidai High School to the Giants. Next offering, swung on and fouled back between Satozaki's legs. Satozaki with 10 home runs at Nigun. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. The pitch low and away. Tanaka unable to reach it. So, two strikeouts. And over that time, only one ball pitched. That'll bring up shortstop, Satozaki. The top of the Giants order, Satozaki takes first pitch. For a called strike one. The second offering just misses inside. Ball one. 1-1 now the count. The 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. It's Nishioka backhanding the ball, throwing it across the diamond to Zuretta. In time for out number three. So the Giants are retired in order for the second time in a row here in the third. And after three complete, the Chibolote Marines take a 3-0 lead.
備を準備。
Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. In to replace Nomaguchi on the mound for the Giants is Yamaguchi. Yamaguchi has appeared in 24 games this season. 3 wins, 2 losses, 1 save, 1.09 ERA. He'll be facing the bottom of the Marines order. Numbers 8, 9, then 1. Hayakawa, Shimizu, and Nishioka. Yakult continues to lead the Saitama Seibu Lions by a score of 4-1. That after 2.5 innings. Yamaguchi's first pitch to Hayakawa misses outside. Ball one. The second offering swung on and grounded to third. Third baseman Fuduki backhands the ball just foul of the third base bag. No throw. Yokohama and Nakuten knotted at zeros after 3.5 in Yokohama. Ah, 2.81 is Yamaguchi's ERA. Next offering misses low and away. Ball two. One strike, two balls. 109 is his whip. Chunichi continues to lead Nippon Ham 1-0 after 3.5. Fourth offering swung on and grounded foul past third base coach. 2-2 now the count to Hayakawa. SoftBank has added a run in the third against Hanshin and now leads 2-0. Still in the third inning. Fifth offering swung on, fouled off to the third base side. Count remains 2-2. Yamaguchi came to the Giants in the Ikusei draft, the development draft. The next 2-2 offering swung on and lifted up the right field line. It's right fielder Inzen calling off Kimura and Oga Sawada, and in foul territory, or fair territory, just in fair territory, makes a catch for out number one. So F9, Hayakawa flies out to right fielder Inzen in fair territory for out number one. Oryx holds on to a 3-1 lead now. Hiroshima scoring in the bottom of the third. The first offering to Shimizu called strike one. Second offering swung on and fouled past the third base coach. Two quick strikes on the pitcher. One away, nobody on. Here in the top of the fourth inning. The third offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Yamaguchi in his last outing against SoftBank through 1 2/3 innings, getting tagged for the loss. Next offering in the dirt, swung on a miss, strike three. Abe touches him out without going anywhere. And that brings us to the top of the order in Nishioka. But the Marines have been tough with two outs on them. In the first, with two down, back-to-back singles by Satozaki and Zudeta, threatened before Omatsu struck out. And in the third, with two down and nobody on, Nemoto homered right. First pitch to Satozaki swung on and fouled off at the plate. One strike. After the home run, Satozaki drew a walk, Zureta doubled, Omatsu walked, and Sabato drove in too with a double off the left field wall. Next offering swung on, grounded deep to the hole in short, but Sakamoto backhands the ball, fires to first base, and gets Nishioka by a good margin still. Great backhand by Sakamoto. And that retires the Marines in order here in the fourth. After 3.5, the Marines hold on to a 3-0 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants in the bottom of the fourth will be sending up second baseman Kimura Takuya, first baseman Oga Sawada, and left fielder Ramirez, numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Chunichi adds a run against Nippon Ham, now leading 2-0 in the fourth. First offering to Kimura in there for a called strike one. Next offering misses inside. Ball one. One strike, one ball. Next offering misses down low and appeal to the third base umpire. Says Kimura did not swing. One strike, two balls. The next offering misses down low, ball three. One strike, three balls. This is just the second time. No, this is the first time that Shimizu has gone to three balls to a batter. Next offering swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Omatsu takes a couple steps in and catches the ball for out number one. It looks like the added run for Chunichi in the fourth inning was a home run by Woods, bringing him to within one home run of home run king, of current home run king right now, Ramirez. who is now in the on-deck circle with Oga Sawada at the plate. Oga Sawada, the first pitch, takes it deep, and Shimizu hangs his head as that ball sails into the crowd. Haita! Home run to right center field. No doubt about that one. Oga Sawada, for the second time, swinging at the first pitch, and where he took it deep to center his first time, this time he got it all. Driving the ball deep into the stands, just right of the scoreboard. So the Giants get a run back here in the fourth, and that'll bring up current home run king, Alex Ramirez. First offering to Ramirez, misses low and away, but swung on a miss, strike one. A second pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman Nemoto fields the ball, going towards second base, turns, throws to first in time. For out number two. That'll bring up center fielder Tani. First pitch to Tani over the outside part of the plate, called strike one. Second offering, swung on and a short hopper to Imae at third. Throws across the diamond in time. And the Giants are retired. But not before a big home run by Oga Sawada to right center puts the Giants on the board. And after four complete now, the Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Marines in the fifth inning will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Nemoto, Satozaki, and Zudeta. Nemoto drag bunts the ball up the first base side, but it rolls foul. Strike one. Left-handed Nemoto. The second offering swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Tani coming in and Kimura racing back, and the ball bounces between them. A bloop base hit. Just back into the right of the center of the second base bag. And the leadoff man is aboard for the Marines for the second time tonight. And that'll bring up number three, catcher Satozaki. Satozaki, a base hit and a base on balls so far tonight. Throw to first base. Nemoto back standing up. The first offering to Satozaki misses low and inside. Ball one. Satozaki, Saburo, and Zureta, the Kega trio. Kega means injury. All three back in the lineup. Second offering misses low and inside. Ball one, ball two. Next offering over the outside part of the plate, called strike one. Lotte's 40 home runs is fourth in the Pacific League, 21 stolen bases is fifth, 37 sacrifices is fourth, 4.1 runs a game is fourth. Batting average is fourth. The Marines are just way down there. Throw over to first base. Nemoto back standing up. Yamaguchi really taking his time with a runner on. Another throw over to first base. Nemoto back standing up again without a touch. Yamaguchi, a 1-2-3 fourth inning, went along at a pretty good pace, with the leadoff man aboard here in the fifth. He is really paced down. Next offering low, but swung on a miss by Satozaki, 2-2. Yamaguchi comes set. 2-2 offering, swung on and fouled off to the first base side, or third base side rather. Count remains 2-2. Two pitch again. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Ball down low. Fork ball. That'll bring up first baseman Zureta. Yep. Fork ball in the dirt. Swung on a miss by Satozaki. Zureta, 2-for-2, a single in the first, double in the second. Throw over to first base, Nemoto back standing up. Yamaguchi very worried about the runner. Next offering misses inside. Ball one. I guess that was the first offering to Zavetta. Marines wind on bouncing in left field. One of the Chunichi players commented about Lotte's Owen style with all those people bouncing, saying they'd never seen anything like it. Not like a baseball Owen done, at least not what he's used to. Second offering swung on and missed. Strike one. 1-1 now the count. One offering on the inside corner. Strike two. After four complete in Iwaki, the Tokyo Yakult Swallows lead the Saitama Seibu Lions by a score of 4-1. And Yamaguchi takes too long, leading Zavetta to step out of the batter's box. Back in. Yamaguchi gets his sign. Come set. And the fourth offering misses low and inside. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Lotte leading by a score of 3-1. Vakten has scored first at Yokohama Stadium in the fifth inning, taking a 1-0 lead. Two pitch to Zavetta, swung on and grounded up the middle, and it's second baseman Kimura fielding the ball on the left side of second base, throwing a one-bounder to first base in time to get Zavetta. Zavetta has to be slow. How did he get there? Kimura can cover some ground. Nonetheless, the batter, or the runner rather, Nemoto, goes into second base safely. An incredible play by Kimura, fielding the ball on second baseman Kimura, fielding the ball on the left side of the second base bag, turning and throwing Zavetta out. Two away, runner at second base, and Omatsu at the plate. First pitch misses low and away. Ball gets away from Abe, but Nemoto holds at second base as Abe runs it down. Ball rolling toward third base. No strikes in a ball. Omatsu has struck out and walked so far tonight. The second offering catches the outside corner, called strike one, and Abe looked a bit crossed up. Abe getting out there just in time to make the catch. It looked like he was maybe expecting something inside to the left-handed batter. If you could see the expression through the mask, I don't think it would have been a very nice one. His body language certainly said that he was being put upon. Next offering, inside, swung on and grounded to Ogasawara at first base. Ogasawara takes the ball to the bag himself, and the side is retired. So the Marines, with a leadoff base hit, come up empty here in the top of the fifth. And after 4.5, the Marines hold on to a 3-1 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Espe, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. At Koshien, Hanshin has scored one, now trailing SoftBank 2-1 in the fourth. The first batter, Abe, takes Shimizu's first offering inside. Ball one. Next pitch misses down low and gets away from Satozaki. Satozaki just takes another ball. No strikes, two balls. The third offering misses way outside. Ball three. And this is the second batter this game that Shimizu has gone three balls to. The next offering misses high and away. Ball four. And Abe draws a base on balls on four pitches. Up until now, Shimizu has gone two balls to one batter, Inzen in the second. And he went three balls to Kimura in the fourth. Now he walks Abe on four pitches. That brings up right fielder Inzen, and the first pitch is high and away, ball one. That's five straight balls by Shimizu. This is very unusual. Next offering catches the outside corner, called strike one. Left-handed Inzen at the plate. Number seven batter, Furuki on deck, and it'll be the pitcher spot in the hole. 1-1 offering, swung on and lifted to center field. Hayakawa jogs over toward right and makes the catch for out number one. So a runner at first base. Fly out to center, one away. That'll bring up third baseman Furuki, batting in the number eight spot. I invite you to Skype me during the game. My Skype ID is ProYakuLive, all one word. The first offering is swung on and hit to left field. One bound against the wall. Omatsu fields the ball, throws it in, and Abe holds at third base. as Fuduki gets a one-out double to left field. And that'll bring up the pitcher spot. Valentine Kontoka coming out and telling the defense how he wants them to play. He's saying, play back at normal depth, not in. And this is actually what my father also prefers. My dad hates bringing the infield in. He feels that you give up more runs by bringing the infield in than letting him stay back. Shimizu is the pinch hitter, and he takes the first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. Shimizu batting 130, 3 for 23. Not very good for a pinch hitter. I think he's best playing. The next offering swung on and lifted deep to right field. Right fielder Saburo in foul territory makes the catch. Abe touches up. The throw in is not in time. And Shimizu has a sacrifice foul fly to right field to bring the Giants to within one. That's the second out. And that brings us to the top of the order in shortstop, Sakamoto. Runner also moved to third base. Sakamoto takes first pitch for a called strike one. So the Giants going after first pitches here in the fifth. That is when they're not getting walked on four pitches. Second offering swung on and lifted back. Satozaki gives chase going toward the first base dugout a little bit. But that ball goes out of play. Two quick strikes on Sakamoto. Third offering misses up high, ball one. Satozaki was standing before the pitch, expecting it high. Shimizu hasn't been throwing that many waste pitches. Even with two strikes on batters, he's been challenging them. But not here. Low and away, ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. Two down. Runner at third base. And the next offering swung on and fouled off Satozaki. Off his face mask. Count remains 2-2. Two offerings swung on and lifted to shallow right center field. And it's Nemoto who calls the ball, taking just a couple steps back. And just beyond the outfield line, makes the catch for out number three. But not before a sacrifice foul fly to Saburo in right brings the Giants to within one. And after five complete, the Chibolote Marines now lead this by a score of 3-2.
の守りが勝ちを呼ぶ。モロッコは吠えて突き進む。火災轟く大銀山。
背番号28。
Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Sabato leads off the inning, taking the first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. The second offering is in there for a called... just misses inside. Ball one. One and one the count. Ochi on the mound for the Giants. He's thrown in 21 games. No wins, one loss. The third offering swung on and lifted into foul territory on the right field side. Inzen gives chase, but that ball goes foul and out of play. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. We'll do it again. Two strikes and a ball. Next offering, inside, but Sabato unable to hold up, swings and misses, strike three. That'll bring up number seven batter, Imae, batting or playing third base. Imae is grounded into a double play and flown out to center. Takes first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. Ochi, no wins, one loss, no saves, 3.63 ERA in 21 games. The second offering swung on and fouled, just missing his foot. Nishimura up in the Giants bullpen. Giants down by a score of 3-2. In the top of the sixth inning. The next pitch, a big curveball, and Emiya swings and misses and doesn't come close. That ball curving way outside. Wow, was Emiya fooled on that one. He couldn't get that with a pole. That was a great pitch by Ochi, fooling Emiya. Hanshin has tied it up 2-2 at Koshien against the Hawks. The first pitch to Hayakawa in the dirt, but swung on and missed. Wow, the Marines are looking fooled. Hayakawa still doesn't look like he knows what he swung at. The second offering misses just down low. Ball one. The 1-1 offering, swung on a missed, strike two, ball down low. Ochi doesn't have to throw strikes, people swing at him. Against Oryx, he threw a third of an inning, didn't strike out any on June 3rd. On June 1st, he threw one and a third inning, striking out two. Next offering inside in the dirt and swung on and missed. Ochi comes in and strikes out the side, making the Marines look like fools. Not one of them knew what he was swinging at. Ochi had them off guard the whole way through. Great pitching by Ochi. Now that was fun to watch. Nonetheless, after 5.5, the Marines hold on to a 3-2 lead. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants in the sixth inning will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Kimura Takuya, Ogasawara, and Ramirez. Nami-chan with a 27-game consecutive hitting streak on the line. Well, he's got that already. Going for 28. Shimizu into the windup. First pitch to Kimura. And Kimura fouls a bunt off of his own back leg while he's still in the batter's box. Strike one. Kimura trying to lay down a drag bunt. Next offering, swung on and grounded to the first base coach, who bare hands the ball and underhands the ball into the stands. Two quick strikes on Kimura. Strike throwing Shimizu appears to have returned. The third offering misses low and away. Ball one, two strikes and a ball. Next offering, inside and pulled, fouled about a meter right of the first base bag. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Next offering, and Kimura reaches out and bloops the ball over the second base bag into center field. Base hit. So the leadoff man is aboard for the Giants here in the sixth inning. That'll bring up number three batter, Ogasawara. Ogasawara has flown out to center and hit a deep home run just right of the scoreboard into the crowd. His first home run since May 11th, 19 games. The first offering to Ogasawara misses low and away. Ball one. Ogasawara on his previous two at-bats swung at the first pitch on both of them and gave them both a good ride. Next offering, swung on and lined up the first baseline, and that's fair. Going into the corner, Kimura rounds second, goes into third. Looks like he wants to round third, but as the throw comes in, holds. And the Giants have runners at first and second and nobody out. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And it looks like Ogasawara might have pulled a muscle in his leg. He's limping a little bit as he returns his padding. And next up is 27-game hitting streak, Alex Ramirez. Ogasawara walking tenderly talking with the running coach, but he seems to be okay. He's going to stay in there. And this is not who the Marines want to face. Dami-chan is hot. First base is open. First offering, swung on a missed. Strike one. So Shimizu, not running away from Ramirez. Gets Ramirez swinging at a pitch in the dirt. Four strike one. Second pitch to Ramirez, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. two strikes, no balls. Both barrels in the bullpen are full for the Marines. Third offering, swung on and handcuffed, grounds the ball to the second baseman, who is playing back. The Marines concede the tying run as Nemoto throws out Ramirez at first base. So that's the first out of the inning, with Kimura coming in to score the tying run. So Ramirez still hitless, 0 for 3 tonight, but the Giants tying this game up on his ground out, 3-3. That brings up center fielder Tani. Takes first pitch low and away, ball one. Tani, I was sure, was washed up while he was with Oryx, but when he's came to the Giants, he's really come alive. Some people strive with the Giants, others don't. Next offering, line toward the excite seats on left, and right back out of them. I don't know if a ball ricocheted off a person or a seat. 1-1 the count to Tani. Next offering, catches the outside corner, called strike two. Runner at third base, one away. Marines infield playing in about even with the baselines. Next offering, a big swing and a miss. Tani going all the way around, two-way. Shimizu getting Tani to go all the way around on a fork ball. That'll bring up catcher Abe. And it looks like we're going to intentionally walk Abe. Satozaki standing up. Inzen on deck. Inzen has struck out, swinging and flown out to center. That's interesting. Challenge Ramirez, don't challenge Abe. So runners at the corners, two away, and Inzen stands in, batting 306, no home runs and four RBIs on the season. That's 15 for 49 in limited play. First pitch misses up and away, ball one. Shimizu's second pitch, swung on and grounded foul, past first base coach. With runners in scoring position, Inzen is 3 for 9, a 333 average, no home runs, and all four of his RBIs. Next offering swung on and lifted back. Satozaki going back and makes the catch well in front of the backstop. So Inzen fouls out to the catcher for the third out of the inning. And the Giants tie this one on a ground out by Ramirez. So after six complete now, we've got ourselves a 3-3 tie. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chiba Lotte Marines and Yomiuri Giants tied up 3-3 going to the Lucky 7, where Ortiz will be pinch hitting for Shimizu, batting 297, 3 home runs, 17 RBIs. Ochi on the mound for his second inning of work. The first offering drops in there at the knees for a called strike one. Ortiz, 2003-4 with Oryx. Swings and misses at the next pitch. Strike two. Ochi striking out the side in order in the sixth. Two quick strikes on Ortiz. Abe sits up low and away. Pitch low and away. Ball one. Next offering down low, but swung on a missed. Strike three, and that's four strikeouts in a row for Ochi. That brings us back to the top of the order in Nishioka. Nishioka has popped out to third, fouled out to the catcher, and grounded out to short. 0 for 3 tonight. The first pitch to Nishioka misses up high, ball one. Nishioka batting 298, 4 home runs and 19 RBIs. Second offering misses just inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. next offering, a big swing and a miss on the pitch inside. Strike one, two balls. Actually, on the inside part of the plate. It was a good pitch. He wasn't swinging at a ball. Ochi has gone six games without giving up a run. Next offering, lifted to the left side. Third baseman Fuduki calls off Sakamoto and makes the catch for out number two. So that breaks the consecutive strikeouts at four in a row and brings up second baseman Nemoto. Nemoto, with two down in the third inning, hit his professional first home run to right field. The first offering to Nemoto misses inside. Ball one. Nemoto batting 344, one home run and 13 RBIs. That one home run coming earlier tonight. Next offering in the dirt inside, ball two. The third pitch. Ooh, called strike one. That looked like it might have dropped out of the strike zone over the outside corner. One strike and a ball. Abe sitting up outside, the pitch over the plate. That was a good one. Called strike two. Two and two, two down. Twos are wild. We're tied up 3-3 in the top of the seventh. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Good pitch by Ochi. And five of the six batters Ochi's faces go down on strikes. I'd like to see more of Ochi. That is some good pitching. So much better than what the rest of the Giants do. Nomaguchi, all those full counts. Okay, I'm done ranting. Nonetheless, after 6.5 now, we're still tied up. 3-3.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines send Kubo out to the mound in relief, usually a starter. He'll face the bottom of the order, numbers 8, 9, and 1, Fuduki, pitcher spot, and Sakamoto. Fuduki swings and fouls the first pitch off to the right side. Strike one. Kubo, in 7 games, 5 of them starts, has 2 wins, 3 losses, and a 8.88 ERA. Second offering called, strike 2. Good pitch at the knees. The third offering misses just inside. Ball 1. Fourth offering swung on and fouled off his shin guard. Fuduki's shin guard, that is. Two strikes and a ball. The count to Fuduki. Next offering misses up high. Ball 2. 2 and 2 the count. To number 8 batter, Fuduki, leading off the Giants, Lucky 7. Two offerings, swung on and grounded foul past the first base coach. Fuduki just 9 for 33 at 273 average with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs in minimal use. The seventh offering by Kubo swung on a miss. Strike 3. The ball low and away. Fuduki chasing it, unable to get the bat on it. Nocton scores 7. In the top of the sixth against Yokohama. Yokohama only able to answer with 1 in the bottom of the seventh. Still batting. And Nocton takes an 8-1 lead over Yokohama. Yakult leading Cebu 7-1. Next offering misses low and inside. Ball 1. I guess that's the first offering to pinch hitter Wakia. Batting 211 on the season. The second offering called strike 1 on the outside corner. 1 strike, 1 ball. Next offering swung on a missed. Ball dropping out at the last second. Fork ball. The fourth offering, just misses low on the outside corner. Nice pitch. But a bit kibishi from the batter's perspective. 2-2 offering, swung on and grounded to Nishioka. Short throws across the diamond in plenty of time. Two-way. Two out, nobody on, and that brings us to the top of the order in shortstop, Sakamoto. Nishimura throwing in the bullpen for the Giants. First offering to Sakamoto, misses low and away. Ball one. Sakamoto 0 for 3. Ground out to short, ground out to short, and pop out to second. Second offering called strike one at the knees over the middle of the plate. One strike, one ball. The 1-1 pitch misses just outside. Ball two, one strike, two balls. Sakamoto, part of the youth movement of the Giants. They've been getting some good production from their young players. The fourth pitch swung on and fouled off up the third base side. Two strikes, two balls. Two and two, two down, tied 3-3. Full house. And the next offering is grounded right back to pitcher Kubo, who throws to first in plenty of time for out number three. So the Giants go down in order in the seventh. And after seven complete, we remain tied up, 3-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Nishimura comes in to pitch for the Giants. He's thrown in 30 games. Has 1-6, lost 2, no saves, and has a 3.09 ERA over 32 innings pitch. He'll be facing numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters in the Lotte order. Satozaki, Zureta, and Omatsu. the Giants' usual setup pattern or closeout pattern is Nishimura, Toyota, Kroon before the game, having a ceremony at home plate where he received a number of recognition awards for reaching 100 saves here in his fourth year. Marines and Giants tied up 3-3 here in the eighth inning. Nishimura with in his 31st game or appearance of the season, that is tops in both leagues. In Iwaki, Yakult leads Seibu by a score of 7-1. First pitch to Satozaki, swung on and a sharply hit ball to second. Kimura fields the ball, throws to first in time. One away, one pitch, one out. That'll bring up Zudeta. Zudeta, 2-for-3. Single up the middle and double off the left field wall. Or double into left field corner, rather. That was Sabato with a double off the left field wall. Zuretta takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Nishimura with 6 wins. That 6 wins is good for second in the Central League. Second most in the Central League. Nishimura's second offering misses high and away. Ball two. No strikes, 2 balls. Knocked in. Adds 2 more in the seventh. Takes a 10-1 lead over Yokohama. At Yokohama. Knocked in really having a good year. Yokohama really not. Next offering, a big swing and a miss. Strike two. Or strike one, rather. 1 strike, 2 balls to Zuretta. Nippon Ham, with an insurance run in the seventh inning, takes a 4-2 lead over Chunichi at Nagoya Dome. And Nishimura takes too long. Zuretta steps out. Hanshin and SoftBank tied 2-2 at Koshien. After 6 complete. Nishimura into the windup. The fourth offering. Called strike 2 on the inside part of the plate. Good pitch by Nishimura. And Oryx takes a 6-2 lead over Hiroshima after 7. Two offering, broken bat, hit to center field, ball 1 bound, 2 bounds in front of Tunney. A broken bat base hit to center with 1 out. And that's Zuretta's 3rd hit of the night, Modasho. That'll bring up left fielder Omatsu. Omatsu has struck out swinging, drawn a base on balls, and grounded out to first. 0-2. We're tied 3-3 here at Tokyo Dome in the top of the eighth inning. Lotte with a runner at first base, one away. Facing the fourth giant pitcher of the night, Nishimura. First pitch, down the middle, nice pitch. Strike one. Nishimura with 6 wins, that's good for second place ranking in the Central League. And all of it in relief. So Giants, strong in relief. Strong in the latter part of the games. Abe sets up inside the ball. Misses inside. Ball one. One strike, one ball, one out. Runner at first. Ones are wild. As we're tied 3-3. Throw over to first base. Zeretta back standing up. I hope he doesn't pull a leg muscle again. It looked like he stretched there. Coming into the bag. The Marines don't need any more injuries. In fact, there have been a lot of injuries on all the teams this year. Third offering swung on, fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth pitch, swung on and bounced, a high bounder off the plate. Second baseman fields the ball in front of the second base bag, tosses to second for one. The relay to first is over Ogasawada's head. And Omatsu breaks for second base, where he comes in without a throw. Kimura, an error on the throw to first base. So a fielder's choice and an error. Puts Omatsu at second base with one out, or with two outs rather. And that brings up Sabato. Sabato with a big two-run double with the bases loaded in the third inning. Has runner in scoring position and takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Infield is in. While Kroon starts warming up in the bullpen. Omatsu at second base, two away. Sabato at the plate. Abe sets up inside the pitch. And it's hit the other way, up the right field line, but foul! Oh, that had the runner in from second. If it were just another meter to the left. Sabato was jammed. The right-handed batter hitting the ball the other way up the first baseline. But did bouncing in just foul. Sabato 7-0, batting 333, 8 for 24 with runners in scoring position, no home runs and 12 RBIs. Two of them tonight. Third offering. Ooh, that looked like it got the outside corner to me, but called ball one. Ooh, that looked like an awfully good pitch by Nishimura. Abe sets up a little high. The pitch a little high. Ball two. Two and two. Two down. Runner at second. Twos are wild. As we're tied up 3-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Nishimura on the mound. Turns, throws to second, and ooh, almost got Omatsu too far off the bag. Diving in just under the tag. Kimura trying to make up for that throwing error. Failing to get the double play. That would have ended the inning. 2-2 offering, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Count remains 2-2. Saburo at the plate. Has driven in two of the Marines' three runs. With the bases loaded, double in the third. Another throw to second base. This time, Omatsu back well ahead of the throw. I was setting up inside. One bounder. That ball goes back to the backstop. And Omatsu to third base easily. Rounds third. And holds. The ball bounced like 3 meters before home plate. Abe unable to stop it. Maybe it wasn't quite 3 meters in front of the plate. Still, it was in front of the plate. So we have a meeting on the mound with the infielders. Runner at third base. Two away. Full count to Saburo. Nishimura's Shobu pitch misses inside, ball four. That'll bring up third baseman Imae with runners at the corners and two away. Imae has grounded into a 1-6-3 double play. Flown out to center and struck out swinging. Olga Sawada has some advice for Nishimura. Maya has the sign from the third base coach. Runners at the corners. Nishimura's first pitch swung on and fouled off the catcher. One strike to Imae. The pitch a bit inside. Can Nishimura throw his forkball? Is he afraid to throw it? After that one went to the backstop? The second offering. A broken bat, ground ball to short. Shortstop Sakamoto fields the ball, throws to first in time. And the side is retired. So the Marines threaten here in the eighth inning, thanks to an error, a throwing error, by Takuya. But come up empty after 7.5 now. We're still tied up. 3-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Espe, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're tied up 3-3 going to the bottom of the 8th inning, where the Giants will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Kimura Takuya, Ogasawara, and Ramirez. Ramirez, in several previous games, had gone 0-for-3. Just to get a hit, his last at bat, extending his hitting streak. It's up to 27 now, and on the line, he'll be looking for his chance as a third batter this inning. A first pitch to Kimura, swung on and line drive, but right to Zanetta at first base. Wow! That ball got to Zanetta fast. And good reflexes by Zanetta. Kimura hit the ball hard, but right at him. That brings up Ogasawara. One pitch, one out. Ogasawara, 2-for-3, including a big home run to center field. Ogasawara swinging at the first pitch low and away, but missing. Strike one. Ogasawara likes swinging at that first pitch. That big home run to right center. Shimizu didn't even turn around to look at it. He just hung his head after the swing. Next pitch down the middle, swung on and missed. Ogasawara swinging just under it. Two quick strikes on Ogasawara by Kubo. Kubo in his second inning of work. The third pitch. Satozaki was set up down the middle. The pitch just a little high. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering. Swung on a missed in the dirt. Satozaki touches Ogasawara out, but Ogasawara was on his way back to the first base dugout. Kubo looking much more effective this inning than his first inning of work. But the moment of truth, Dami-chan, MVP of the month of May, home run king, possible triple crowner this year, with a 27-game hitting streak going into this game, 0-3 so far tonight. First pitch, low and away, swung on a miss, strike one. With runners at second and third and nobody out, Shimizu challenged Ramirez and got him to ground out to second, allowing the tying run. Next offering, swung on and fouled off his own leg. Two quick strikes on Ramirez. Kubo going right after him. Dami-chan coming from the Swallows to the Giants. Third offering in the dirt, blocked well by Satozaki. Although needlessly. Proyaku record held by Takahashi in the Lotte dugout. 33 consecutive game hitting streak. Now Lotte's batting coach. Next offering, swung on and grounded past the third base coach. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Kubo not running away from the challenge. Coming right after Ramirez. The next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Imaya fields the ball, throws to first, ouch! And Ramirez thinks that he was safe. It was a close call, but yeah. Ooh, I'd have to see the replay to call that one. Nonetheless, 5-3, Ramirez looking like his consecutive hitting streak is broken. 0-4. And let's see the replay. A slow dribbler to third base. Imaya up with the ball, throws to first. And you know, I think he might have been safe. It was a really tough play to make. Ramirez got up the line. Ooh. Ah, still seeing it in slow motion. I'm not 100% sure either way. Nonetheless, that's the eighth. We're going to the ninth here. Tied up 3-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hayakawa leads off the ninth inning for the Marines, showing bunt, taking the pitch for a called strike one. It's all over between Yakult and Seibu. Yakult winning that one by a score of 7-1. The second offering misses just outside. Little up. One strike, one ball to count to Hayakawa. Motozumi swinging a bat in the on-deck circle as Hayakawa takes strike two. Two strikes and a ball. Sorry, that's Fukuda in the on-deck circle. Not Morozumi. Didn't Morozumi retire? Next offering swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Next offering swung on and grounded to Oga Sawada, fields the ball just behind the first base bag, takes to the bag himself, and we have one away. That'll bring up Fukuda as a pinch hitter, batting 211, one home run and 17 RBIs. One away, pinch hitter Fukuda at the plate. Nishimura on the mound for the Giants. Fourth pitcher of record. The first pitch to Fukuda misses high and away. Ball one. The second offering swung on and lined a blooper into left field in front of Ramirez. One bound, two bound, three bound. Ramirez fields the ball, throws it back, and Fukuda is held to first base with a single. So one out single by the Marines, and we're back to the top of the order in Nishioka. Nishioka 0 for 4, so he's due. A pinch runner, Otsuka, comes in for Fukuda. So Nishioka at the plate, pinch runner Otsuka at first base. We've got one away. Nishimura from the stretch. First pitch, swung on and grounded to third base. Fuduki to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. Two away. So two away, runner at first base, and that brings up second baseman Nemoto. Nemoto with a home run to right, his first home run of the season and career. That started off the scoring for the Marines in the third with two down. Marines added two more there in the third, and that's where they stopped. Throw to first base. Nishioka back in, standing up. Giants scored single runs in the fourth, fifth, and sixth to tie it back up. And we've been at 3-3 ever since. First pitch to Nemoto, in there for a called strike one. Marines had their chance in the eighth, getting the runner as far as third base. Abe setting up low and away. The pitch misses outside. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Throw to first base. Nishioka back standing up again. Nishimura comes set. A 1-1 pitch misses up high. Ball two. One strike, two balls. As the game comes to a grinding halt, pitch misses outside. Ball three. One strike, three balls. Runner at first base, two down. Marines looking to get something going here in the ninth. They've had a couple of great two-run rallies so far tonight. Abe sets up low and away. The pitch just catches the outside corner. Full count. So Nishioka will be on the move with the pitch. Valentine Kantoka looks like he can't watch. Full count, two down, runner at first base. Top of the ninth inning, tied 3-3. The Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman Kimura up with the ball, throws to first in time, and the side is retired. The Marines, here in the ninth, get a base hit, but come up empty. And after 8.5, we're still tied up, 3-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. And a pitch for the Marines here in the ninth inning is Yusuke Kawasaki. Kawasaki has appeared in 23 games, no wins, one loss, one save, 3.43 ERA. In his third year. Tani leads off the bottom of the ninth for the Giants. Number 5, 6, and 7 batters, Tani, Abe, and Inzen. Tani fouls first pitch off toward the third base dugout. Strike 1. Onyx have added 6 runs in the top of the 8th inning and now lead Hiroshima 12-2. Hiroshima not faring much better than my Bay Stars, who have now given up 11 runs to Rakuten through 7.5 innings while scoring just 4. Next offering swung on and lined right back to the pitcher Kawasaki. No, that wasn't to the pitcher. That was to Nemoto. Line drive to second. One away. And that'll bring up catcher Abe. Abe, 0 for 1 with a pair of base on balls. One of them intentional. First pitch called strike 1 on the inside corner. Abe batting 262. 5 home runs and 27 RBIs. Satozaki set up low and away. The pitch over the plate at the knees called strike 2 as the ball goes between Satozaki's legs and the umpires. Slowly rolling back to the backstop. 2 quick strikes on Abe. Satozaki set up low and away. The pitch catches the outside corner. Called strike 3. Sankyu Sanshin. Yes. I like to see that. Challenge the batter on 3 pitches. See a lot of that with non-giant pitching. Ochi excluded. Ochi pitched well for the Giants. Those of you just tuning in and missed it, that was a brilliant pitching effort. Striking out 5 out of 6 that he faced, 4 of them in a row. That brings up right fielder Inzen. Inzen, 0 for 3. Takes first pitch low and away, ball 1. Abe was intentionally walked to face Inzen in the 6th. And the Marines got Inzen to foul out to Satozaki. Second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. 1-1 the count. Inzen 15 for 50, a 300 average, no home runs and 4 RBIs. 1-1 offering, swung on, fouled off. 2 strikes and a ball. It's a final Aniwaki. Yakult has defeated Cebu by a score of 7-1. He's in batting 545, 6 for 11 against lefties. Kawasaki, a left-handed pitcher on the mound. And Inzen reaches out and pokes the next pitch toward left field, but it just goes foul. Almost trouble up the left field line. Good reaction by Inzen, reaching out and getting a piece of that ball, just fouling it off. Next offering, swung on, pulled to the right side. Nemoto fields the ball, actually going back. Throws to first in time. And the Giants are retired in order here in the ninth. So we go to extra innings. After nine complete, we're still tied up. 3-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to extra innings. And as we go to extra innings, the Giants sending closer Mark Kroon to the mound. Kroon hitting 162 a few nights ago, breaking his own high-speed record in Japan. Before the game, Kroon was presented with a special award ceremony for reaching 100 saves. Kajimae comes into right and will bat in the number 9 spot. So Kroon most likely comes in for Inzen in the number 7 spot. The Chibolote Marines against Mark Kroon will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Satozaki Zureta and Omatsu. We're just an hour and 6 minutes into this game, going to the top of the 10th inning. And the first pitch to Satozaki swung on and lifted to the right side. Right fielder Kajimae in foul territory camps under the ball, makes the catch for out number one. So one pitch, one out. here in the 10th inning. And that'll bring up first baseman Zureta. Zureta 3-for-4 tonight. Stands in, first pitch low and away, appealed to the first base umpire, says no, he did not swing. Ball one. The second offering, swung on a miss, strike one. 157 kilometers per hour. Against SoftBank on June 1st. Mark Kroon hit 162. He came out and hit 160 with a couple of pitches right away. Next offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes and a ball. Kroon's hat slightly off tilter. Hilter, that's it. And the next pitch, in the dirt, the ball goes to the backstop, swung on a miss by Zureta, and Zureta has first base, Furinige. So, fork ball that Abe can't handle. Zureta swinging and missing, and taking first. Ball hitting the chalk in the left-handed batter's box. Zureta, right-handed batter. So with one away, we now have a runner at first. And Omatsu coming to the plate. Omatsu, 0-for-3 and a walk so far tonight. The first pitch swung on and fouled off, a foul tip. Ball bouncing out of Abe's glove. Kroon comes set. Second pitch in the dirt, blocked well by Abe. Omatsu taking it for ball one. Kroon not afraid to throw that fork ball, despite a runner being on. Next offering, low and inside, but swung on a miss. Strike two. Room comes set. A fourth pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. So two away, runner at first base. And that'll bring up right fielder Sabato. Sabato, the big hitting hero for the Marines tonight, with a two-run double off the left field wall. Otherwise, he's walked twice and struck out. First pitch misses just outside. Ball one. Second offering misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. Third offering, swung on a miss, strike one. Ball over the plate at the letter high. Kroon with a whip of 0.97 has allowed just 8 bases on balls, 17 hits. Over 25 and two-thirds innings going into this game. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Wow, striking out 41. 41 strikeouts in 25 and two-thirds innings. Sabato, batting 259 on the season, stands in. Count 2-2 with a runner at first base. Two down. 3-3 is the score. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Kroon comes set. Next pitch, inside corner, changeup, called strike three, and the side is retired. So the Marines, three strikeouts, three Ks, only two of them count as outs, as that took first base on the wild pitch. And after 9.5, we're still tied up at 3-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants in the 10th inning have Fuduki Kajimae and the top of the order, Sakamoto, coming up next. Hanshin takes a 5-2 lead after 8 complete, scoring 3 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Oryx defeated Hiroshima 12-2. First pitch to Furuki, misses outside, ball 1. Yokohama scored another one, but still trailed Octane 11-5. Second offering, a blooper toward left field. It's a long run, but Nishioka backhands it for the out. A blooping line drive toward left field. Nishioka covering a lot of ground to get that one. And we've got one away. Next up is Kajimae, batting for the first time tonight. Coming in defensively in the top of the 10th, as Giants pulled a double switch. First pitch misses low and away, ball 1. Next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. 1-1 now the count. With one away, we're tied 3-3. Nobody on in the bottom of the 10th inning. The 1-1 offering swung on and lifted to right field. Going back is Sabado. Looks up. Haita! Home run! Sayonara home run by Kajimae. And the Giants pound his helmet as he crosses home plate. A sayonara home run by Kajimae. And the Marines' luck just continues to not be there, especially in the late innings. Kajimae, this is his third game this season. He has no at-bats. This is his first official at-bat. He's come in defensively in center field and right field. One game apiece so far this season. Came in defensively on June 1st against SoftBank, June 4th against Oryx, and in his first Ichigun at-bat, Kajimae hits a sayonara home run against the Marines. Wow. Kajimae had 4 home runs in the Eastern Leagues with Farm Team Giants, and his first at bat, sayonara home run. Wow. Okay. Finals for the game. For the Chibolote Marines, they scored 3 runs on 7 hits, committed no errors, and left 7 men on base. No, that's not right. I don't have the 9th and 10th innings in there. Hold on. Three runs on 8 hits, no errors, and 8 left on base. For the Giants, four runs on six hits. They committed one error and stranded just four. Giants definitely got most for their minimal offense. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening, live and via podcast. ProYaku Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael West Bay, your host, wishing you a good one. Take care.